COVID-19 and its related economic slowdown have cast a shadow on the solar energy business. So a company that installs solar panels on the roofs of homes says it's had to become more innovative. But as WUWM's Chuck Hornbach reports, the solar industry is also hoping for more old-fashioned help from Congress.
A study released last week by the groups Clean Energy Trust and E2 Environmental Entrepreneurs showed of the nearly 77,000 clean energy jobs in Wisconsin before COVID-19, about 11,000 have disappeared this year. Other Midwest states also lost many so-called green jobs. Some of the cutbacks are at companies that install solar panels. California-based Sunrun is the nation's largest residential solar and battery storage firm and does business in Wisconsin. Its Milwaukee-based policy director, Amy Hart, says Sunrun has had to reduce employment, but is also trying new things to convince potential customers its workers won't spread COVID-19. Hart says one change has been to send up a drone for the initial site assessment.
So instead of our site tech coming out and getting on someone's home or knocking on the doors, they'll come to the home. We'll utilize drones as well, just for that additional sense of safety and really to increase the efficiency of the installation.
But Hart says drones and other physical distancing measures to win over new customers won't be enough to overcome the lost revenue this year. She says the solar industry would like Congress to halt an investment tax credit that encourages people to go solar from a planned decline in value at the beginning of 2021.
This has essentially been a lost year for solar development, whether it's a large utility scale project or these rooftop solar projects that homeowners just don't have the confidence or don't have the financial means to invest in right now.
Hart says solar companies are asking for a 5-year extension of the credit at its current value. She hopes for action by Congress this summer. Various national media are reporting that Washington's appetite for additional help for businesses and the unemployed will depend on upcoming jobless reports, like one to be released later this week. Also on the ongoing size and strength of the COVID-19 pandemic. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.